Want to say hi to my friends at Constant Contact. That's where they make email marketing easy. Email marketing is good for your business. You know this. And with a tool as powerful and as easy to use as Constant Contact, you don't need to be a marketing expert to see results. The folks over at Constant Contact, they are experts in small business marketing and work to make you an expert, too. Constant Contact has a variety of tools and services to take your marketing beyond the inbox while maintaining your professionalism and look and feel of your organization. They have autoresponders, event management, social media, mobile responsive technology, just to name a few. And they deliver the best results all from an easy-to-use single login interface. The possibilities are endless. There are so many things. I want you to get involved and find out more. Get measurable results and be a smarter marketer with Constant Contact. Try email for free right now. Simply visit the sponsor page at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Constant Contact button to get started. Constant Contact. All right, it is an interesting time of year for me, for sure. Joining us live is the author of the book, Your Body, Your Bridal Style, Wedding Dresses to Flatter Your Body Type. The book's in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. She's the proprietor of a boutique in West Hollywood, fashion designer Ronnie St. Pucci. Hi.
Hi, Phil. Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Even better now that you're here.
Thank you.
Now, you designed a pretty famous wedding gown. I want to get this out there to make sure everybody knows and remembers. It was seen by millions of people, which more or less propelled your name to the top echelon of fashion design. Tell us about that gown.
Oh, you're talking about Phoebe's gown on Friends, yes?
Yes.
I actually designed a dress to suit her character, you know, in the series. It was a lilac colored gown,
mm-hmm.
you know, corset, bodice, and it just was, and she got married in the snow, if we all remember.
Yeah.
It was just such a thrill to work with Lisa Kudrow, you know, and actually have this dress on this show. It really, yes.
And she froze her bodice off, didn't she?
Yes.
Now, Ronnie, full disclosure here. First things first, I forgot how to say echelon, but that's out of the way. It's just one of those screamers. You know what a screamer is.
Yes,
but full disclosure here, I have three grown daughters. Three, mm-hmm. Ronnie,
wow.
Three daughters. Now, two have steady boyfriends, and of those, one of them recently announced her engagement. She's already shopping for wedding gowns, and I haven't seen any of the prices yet, but what am I in for as dad here? $150, $200? What do you think?
Well, no. Oh, my God. What age are you talking about, Phil?
What? Was that high?
Father of the bride. Oh, my God. I can understand this dilemma, and I can sympathize with you.
Oh, my gosh. No, how far off am I?
Well, you are very, very far off. I mean, the average that a bride spends in the United States on a wedding dress, you know, is about $3,000. That's the average. But the dresses can go up to $20,000. I mean, we designed one for Sonia Richards, who married Aaron Ross, you know, the New York quarterback.
Yeah.
Yes.
A football player.
Yes, exactly. So her dress was about $70,000.
Oh, my gosh. What, do you weave gold into that, or how's it work?
We added a lot of Swarovski crystals. We made a humongous train, and we just, like, there was a whole lot going on that dress. But I'm just saying the sky is the limit, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, it depends how much bling you want, right?
Yes.
I've seen that show on TV. Of course, you know, my wife and three daughters. I have four ladies at home. Four queens beat a joker in every case. But I've seen that show on TV where the women and their families and their best friends go to the wedding boutique and try on dresses. And I give credit to the show. The women are all shapes and sizes. Somehow, most of the time, the women come away with a flattering dress. But I'll tell you what happens most of the time. The gals show up with a style in mind that accentuates all the stuff that, I don't know, maybe they want to camouflage a little. Do you see that sort of thing all the time at your boutique?
All the time. I mean, and you know, most of the time, this is the thing. Most of the time, the brides that come in have no clue. They want to wear a certain dress, but they really don't realize that a lot of these styles that they are picking out don't even, you know, they're not appropriate for their body.
Oh, wait, yeah, we just don't want to see that.
No.
Hanging out.
So So as a designer, I'm almost like a therapist, you know, trying to steer them away and really trying to steer them towards a style that would look good on them.
And that's touchy business because they could very easily go down the route. Are you saying I'm ugly?
No, I would say, well, you know, how about this? You know, this would really look awesome on you.
Yeah.
It's so flattering here. Because, you know, the idea is to camouflage, like you said, you know, areas that they are, that really, you know, need some help and really accentuate and the areas that are so flattering. You
yeah,
know?
Right.
We've got to pull and pull and push and, you know, so that's the trick of being a bridal designer.
Right. Yeah. And you don't have to, you know, like, give them a sheet of paper with a special diet that they have to go home and adhere to?
God, no.
Oh.
No, no. I wouldn't go there. No.
Well, what's popular these days, Ronnie? Old-fashioned conservative stuff, or are things going in the opposite direction?
Well, things going in the opposite direction, you know, Phil. I mean, we see so many naked dresses on the red carpet.
What's a naked dress?
A naked dress is naked. Like, there's nothing. It's like runway nudity, you know?
You could see right through it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it's, I am seeing it more and more in the bridal world, which I think it needs to stop. I really think that there are some things better left to the imagination.
Yeah, I agree. And don't get me wrong, I'm all in favor of the female form, but it's, I mean, you're sitting in church, you're in the house of God, and down the aisle comes boobs and butt cheeks in full display. Yes. How is that right?
Well, you know, I mean, there was a time many, many years ago I introduced a dress that had a sheer net base and leaves, only leaves, placed strategically, you know, to hide sensitive areas.
Uh-huh.
And people were shocked.
Oh, my God.
This was about 8 years ago. It was actually dubbed the Adam and Eve dress.
Oh.
So, you know, of course, we showed it that way on the runway, but every bride wanted it lined. You know, those were the times.
Yeah.
But today, I mean, you know, look at many years ago, Janet Jackson's halftime show with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, right.
Was a media sensation with the nip slip, right?
Yes.
Okay, but today we see that, and that's like, and no one feels exploited.
I don't know. So, you know, two bald men in a pile of lace and linen coming down the aisle there. They're wrestling under all of that stuff. It just doesn't seem right. You know, it's like I'm at a wedding, and dear Lord, forgive me for my thoughts at the moment. And God forbid my daughter walks down the runway nude. I mean, not the runway, the aisle in the church. It's a runway, like a fashion show. It should be different.
Yeah.
Now, give us some advice now. For example, I've noticed out there a lot of backless designs. Those can't be for everybody's style, can they?
Well, the backless going low back, that is okay. You know, I mean, a lot of brides can actually pull that off, you know, depending on how wide the open back is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are ways to camouflage that. That is okay.
Mm-hmm.
The backs are fine. It's just, you know, where I draw the line is, you know, when bridal dress becomes a lingerie, like you are literally
right.
Wearing lingerie down the aisle, you know, you have parents in the audience, you have grandparents, you have children, you have friends. Even though the bride may not be self-conscious, but they are bound to be most people in that audience who would feel uncomfortable, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Huh? I saw one style in a magazine where there was like a peekaboo area to show off if the gals, you know, the gals are all proud if they have that little, what do you call it, the thigh gap,
right?
Right? And
right.
So there was a little peekaboo strip in the gown that just kind of showed off that area. And so they took the photos, you know, with the silhouette and the sun in the background, and then you just see that little... Anyway, it doesn't seem right. Hey, we're talking to Ronnie St. Pucci, and she has a fabulous book. It's called Your Body, Your Bridal Style, Wedding Dresses to Flatter Your Body Type. There's another style that I'm shocked to see out there, and I want to know how popular it is. And if you can just stay with me for another moment, I have some business to take care of. Thank you, Ronnie. Heat and Cool is a friend of the show. They're America's largest online distributor of heating and air conditioning products. And they specialize in bringing you the best, most efficient air conditioning, heating, and ventilation systems in the world at the best prices possible. So you should be doing business with them because your house is a frickin' sweat box. Unlike other companies, Heat and Cool will assist you and your technician with any technical support questions. You order this stuff online, your technician deals with them, and they talk shop. and they find out how much of a system that you need for your house, the perfect system, and then they ship it to you for free if you're in the continental U.S. And there's a hassle-free 360-day return on all purchases. And I'll tell you, they'll send you some good product, but maybe your technician's a goon. And he installs it wrong, and it breaks because he did it wrong. You know, something backs up. You got the hot going in the cold, and boom, the next thing you know, it's broken. 365-day return on all purchases. And they'll beat a lower price from an identical in-stock item from another online authorized reseller. They'll beat it by another 3%. Some restrictions apply. Click the Heat and Cool button on the sponsors page on our website, and cool off your house for the summer, will you? Heat and Cool. All right. Once again, we're talking wedding dresses, wedding gowns with Ronnie St. Pucci. Are they dresses or gowns?
Well, they are dresses and gowns. I mean, we have short dresses, we have pants, we have, you know, I mean, yeah.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. I was shocked to see a whole section. Again, my daughter, Olivia, is engaged, and she's been looking at wedding dresses, and so I'm looking at the websites that she sends over. And there's a whole sections on short wedding gowns. I mean, above the knee in some cases.
Yes, yes. Short dresses are actually, I mean, I introduced them in my collection about 7-8 years ago, you know, and it didn't take off at that time, but I've consistently shown them because I feel, depending on the destination, you see, I mean, depending on the venue, if you are getting married at the beach, that's perfect. Or, you know, you're getting married on the, I mean, a destination, you know, like at a resort, that is also perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. It depends where you are. Or, you know, people are wearing short dresses after the actual ceremony is over for the reception.
For the dancing part. But, you know, prior to that, though, it changes up the garter moment at the reception a little bit, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, a short dress filled with a really long, elaborate cathedral-length veil is gorgeous.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about veils. The old traditional veil, are those still in, or are people putting girls putting other things on their heads these days?
They, I mean, again, you know, depends on the venue. You know, if you're marrying in a church, it's really great to have a mantilla, the really old-fashioned, you know, kind of antique-looking, you know, veil. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
If you're marrying on a beach, no, you don't need a veil. You know, maybe you can put a flower in your hair.
What if daddy's loaded? He's got some extra bucks, and you know it. What are you going to try to sell him?
I would sell them a little cage veil dripping with crystals.
Oh! How about a crown or a tiara, something like that?
Tiaras are a little bit kind of out there, passé. They are not in fashion anymore. But yeah, it's again, you know, if you're marrying in a cathedral in Ireland, in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead, wear a tiara.
I think tennis shoes and a baseball cap. That's my and the wedding gown. That makes a lot of sense to me. Don't you like that idea, Dale?
There you go. Yeah,
yeah, that's my fashion offer right there. Does the gown have to be white?
No, no, no. You know, in 1985, when I introduced my collection, all 16 pieces were in color. Every single piece of them. And of course, you know, I mean, they say ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Because at that time, I came from Thailand. I was born and raised in Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And I showed my collection. I had no clue that the U.S. bridal scene only accepted white.
Yeah.
And so I was a pioneer. You know, I mean, that was written up all over, you know, in the Dallas Apparel News, you know, that I was pretty bold, produced color, you know?
Yeah, well, the whole idea of the white gown was that the bride was virginal, pure as the driven snow and all of that. So who's kidding ourselves these days? Why not go for the color? Because it's reality, isn't it?
But not only that, Phil, you know, not many people look good in white.
Oh.
Not many people, yeah. White is a color, depending, also, white has many shades. You know, they call it 50 shades of white.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
You know, so yeah, white is a difficult color to wear for many people.
Yeah.
So I would go for the warmer tones, you know, like the ivory or the ecru or, you know, yeah. But color, I've always loved color. I'm like, why not? Why not wear color?
Yeah.
To your wedding.
I'm with you. Ronnie St. Pucci, tell us the name of your boutique there in West Hollywood.
Well, it's actually right now, we are in transition, so the boutique is temporarily, you know, under construction.
Oh.
So, yeah, I took a sabbatical, and I took this time to actually write my books, which was great, you know. I'm in the middle of, like, 6 different books that I'm writing.
You are prolific.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm really enjoying. So I'm doing this, I'm doing the designing, but I'm also doing, but I'm not actively promoting a retail business.
But you have a website, stpucci.com. That's S-T-P-U-C-C-H-I. S-T-P-U-C-C-H-I.
And all dresses are available on through our website until, you know, our store is back.
And what do I get for $200 if that's all I've got?
Oh, God. Maybe a little flower to... flower.
Oh, gosh.
And a thank you.
My daughter's doomed.
Oh, no.
She's going to have to pay for her own way. All right. Well, thanks for being on the program. It's a pleasure. You're charming and very talented in many respects, and we encourage everybody to read all six of your books when they all eventually come out.
Thank you very much, Phil. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you. Ronnie Stpucci. What do you think, guys? Let's see. You were jumping right in there of the conversation. Can you give us a ballpark with your wedding gown? You got married a couple years ago,
yes,
didn't you,
Emily? My dress, it was either $1,400 or $1,800. So definitely on the low end. Yeah. I lucked out. I was expecting to pay a lot more.
Yeah.
Well, $150, $200, you're going to Ross.
Yeah, they sell wedding gowns at Ross. Oh, where? Tarjay.
There you go.
I think it's important though to have a dress that you feel good in and that you really like. So yeah. I think it's worth the money.
I'm curious to know. You've been married 2 years now, Emily. Mm-hmm. And at what point do you stop being that giddy little girl and start becoming? You know, don't leave the house without a sweater. that lady.
Oh gosh, I don't know. Well, I've been with my husband for 10 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah.
I know. And married for two. So
I know, yes.
You've known him since what, elementary school?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, we met when I was younger and yeah, been together for a while. So.
Yeah.
Wow, 8 years, huh?
Together for eight, married for two.
Wow. Yeah. Now that was both of you wanted to wait
Yeah.
I mean, because
yeah.
That's a long time to wait before you actually tie the knot, 8 years. Usually people
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
My wife and I did. I think it was 3 years for us. Yeah,
right.
It was three.
That's typical. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't do it the traditional way. But yeah.
How about yeah. that? Well, good for you that you guys are clearly made for each other.
Yes.
But the question I was going for is that, you know, at some point, I always wonder, does mom still have that adolescent girl sense of humor, that edgy humor, because over the course of time, things come up. And here's a story. It made me think about that. Brandi Clark, she's a country singer. She loves something that her mom makes, and her mom makes, apparently, a delicious pea salad. And I just love saying pea salad. I wonder if Brandi Clark's mom says in the back of her head or maybe out loud, she says, "Hey kids, want some pea salad?"
Well,
it's got a secret ingredient. It's peas.
Well, it goes with the pea soup.
Yeah, right.
Soup and salad, right?
I don't know. Do moms still have that sense of humor? I'm curious about that. Maybe they do. How about you? You do? You don't?
Well, I'm not a mom yet, so
all right.
I don't know.
Hey, 4th of July weekend, and what are you going to do? Have a safe and sane freedom celebration, or are you going to blow your hand off? The former chairman of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission joins us live coming up in segment 3, which is straight ahead of the podcast. Talk about the stuff you really want to light up in your driveway on the 4th of July, but maybe you really, really should not. For a bunch of reasons. Okay, we're going to throw a wet blanket all over your celebration. It's freedom time on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.